This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support. The true cost of media lies, and the censorship of the tech giants is about to become apparent due to this coronavirus pandemic. You know, they can lie about politics, they can lie about history, they can lie about gender, but you can't lie about a pandemic for very long, because it comes back and it bites you in the ass. It eats you alive, technically. And I wonder if these left-wing journalists who are lying, they are deliberately lying, they are sort of rooting for the pandemic to succeed by making sure that people do not have good information about how to prevent infections and so on. They're pretending there is no pandemic. I wonder if there will be a day when they are sitting in their cubicles, these CNN journalists and these left-wing media pundits, when they're sitting in their cubicles preparing their lies for the next day to attack Trump and attack America and attack men and attack natural health. I wonder if a day is going to come where they get infected and they start to have a cough and a fever and they collapse and they die in their cubicles. I wonder if they will still deny it. See, that's a legitimate curiosity on my part. When they are dying from this disease, will they still deny that it exists? Because you see, the pandemic will strike the liberal cities first. Why liberal cities? Those are the cities that are filthy. You know, this spreads through feces, by the way, which basically describes the streets of San Francisco and many other places like Seattle, where the liberals refuse to clean up their cities. They have created the perfect storm conditions, as we've talked about before, where this can spread. And plus, you've got the Mexico factor. If the Mexican people get this virus, or anybody from Central and South America, if there's a pandemic spreading out of control there, they will flee to the United States across the open border. And where will they head? Sanctuary cities. They will take the virus to sanctuary cities and they will spread it there. And because liberals don't believe in enforcing borders or in enforcing rules against filth on the streets or sharing needles or anything, they will just let it happen. But they will continue to lie to themselves and lie to you, and they will say it isn't happening. And they will invoke their transgenderism magical thinking to say that biology isn't real, it doesn't matter, they can wish away the virus just by claiming it's a Russian plot or something. I can see that coming. There is no virus in San Francisco, they'll say. It's a Russian plot to make you think that people are falling over dead as people are falling over dead. They will literally lie to you and perhaps even believe their own delusional bubble until the day they die. And we don't want them to die. I don't wish pandemic death upon liberals or anyone. I want everybody to survive this. I want everyone to be safe and healthy. That's actually been the underlying philosophy of everything that I've done all my years, is I want humanity to be awake, alive, healthy, intelligent, informed, happy. That's all I want. But you can't achieve that by denying the existence of a pandemic. So think about this too. In order to believe that this is under control, because that's the narrative, right? Don't worry, it's under control. Yes, China is welding shut the doors to entire apartment complexes, imprisoning the people who live there, and then delivering supplies via their balconies. Yes, that's happening. But there's nothing to worry about. This is totally under control. That's the official narrative at this point. Don't worry. Yes, there are masses of mysterious bodies being cremated in giant pits in China, but you're not allowed to question anything. Everything's under control. Don't you worry. That's the narrative. Well, in order to believe that, you have to believe that the Chinese government is telling the truth. Now, who believes that the communist Chinese government is telling the truth about anything? This is a government that dispatches spies all around the world to lie and cheat and steal, to steal biological weapons, steal intellectual property, steal military secrets, steal corporate secrets, industrial secrets, and they've done this for decades. China, communist China, is a culture of lying and fraud and deception. Communism itself is a culture of deception. Now, who is stupid enough to believe communists? Well, of course, the communists at CNN are. The communists at BuzzFeed are. You know, whatever the left-wing media outlets, those are the people that are dumb enough or maybe just left-wing enough to think that communists are telling them the truth. So I guess they believe that everything's great in Venezuela, too, because the government there says everything's fine. And no, people aren't starving from lack of food. No, no one's in trouble. The economy's doing great because the government, the official propaganda rag, said so. If you're stupid enough to believe the communist Chinese government, then you might actually be too stupid to continue to represent the human race if this pandemic spreads, because it's probably going to get you if you're too stupid to take precautions, because you deny a pandemic because the Chinese government says it's not happening. You see, it's kind of like a global IQ test, or maybe sort of all these leftists are competing to simultaneously win the Darwin Award. And since this is the evolution of a virus here that we're talking about, random mutations as it spreads from human to human, this is very much in the context of Darwinism, isn't it? And guess what? People who deny reality don't tend to be survivors when things go bad. So if there's a volcano going off next to you, and you say, no, I choose to believe that there's no volcano. I choose to self-identify as a person who doesn't live next to an active volcano. As the magma and the lava is rolling into your living room, you're probably going to die, because your denial of reality doesn't override, well, geology, come to think of it, and natural disasters. If there's a tornado that's headed for you, it's a big, powerful tornado that's throwing cows around in the air, like in the movies. There's actually flying cows in the back 50 or whatever, and it's coming for you. If you sit there and say, I choose to self-identify as a progressive thinker who does not live next to a tornado, do you think the tornado gives a crap what you believe about your gender identity or whatever? No. Tornado it's physics. It's a force of nature, and it's going to rip your house to shreds, and it might slam you in the face with a cow. And just because you don't believe it doesn't make it go away. And yet, somehow, liberals believe, and I guess these communists as well, that if they just wish the numbers away in China, there aren't mountains of dead people. No one's dying in the streets. There are no infections. There are no hospitals being overrun. Plenty of beds. If you just pretend, they think that you can make this go away. Guess what? It doesn't freaking work. Wish all you want, but wishing never stopped a virus. Wishing doesn't halt pandemics and transgenderism and virtue signaling and all this crap that liberals are into. Oh, you're green. Really? No, you're not. You're probably not green at all. Your food probably came from South America with a bunch of road miles on it. Diesel-powered trucks brought it to you, but you think you're green because you're juicing or something. No, you're not very green. Stupid, actually. And I don't mean juicing is stupid. Juicing is good for you, but thinking that juicing is green when your vegetables come from other countries, that's stupid. You should buy local. You should grow your own food and juice it locally. Eat local. That's what I'm talking about. But you can't pretend that there's not a pandemic. It doesn't work. But yet, we have an entire media establishment and tech companies and government science establishment all pretending now and hoping that you are too stupid to see what's happening right in front of you. People are dying. The spread of this pandemic is going parabolic in terms of the graph of the number of infections and deaths. It's spreading outside China, human-to-human transmission, even in the United States, infections in over 20 countries. This is not under control. And if you think it's under control, you're living a lie. Maybe it will get under control if China just starts nuking all its cities, I guess. I don't know what they're willing to do. They seem to be insane. I've heard they're executing people who are infected now. So I don't know what they're willing to do. But if they're going to control it, we would see a drop in the numbers. Even the official numbers would stop growing. And we haven't seen that. So it's not under control. It's still spreading. basic common sense, basic reality, basic math. And yet we now live in a world where the media, the tech giants, and left-wing liberals, they deny reality, and they think that their fake bubble delusion world is the real world, and that's going to get them killed in this pandemic. So maybe everybody from CNN should just go to China. Why not just broadcast from China and show us everything's awesome? Just go right into Wuhan with your CNN broadcast van. Take Don Lemon with you. And what's his name? Brian Stelter, the demon-looking lunatic. I want to see Brian Stelter broadcasting from a Wuhan quarantine hospital telling us everything's awesome. That's I vote for that. Join me. Demand that CNN broadcast from China to tell us that everything's awesome. Was it CNN or was it MSNBC that broadcasts from North Korea that one time at a ski resort that was a staged fake ski resort put together by the North Korean regime? And they were talking about how everything's awesome in North Korea. Who was that? What lunatic from the media was doing that? I thought that was CNN, wasn't it? They should do that from Wuhan, China. Here we are broadcasting live, and these people vomiting blood, they're fine. They're awesome. In fact, we're going to hire them as geopolitical analysts here on CNN. They're not vomiting blood. No, they're just clearing their throats. They're fine. They should do that. They should totally do that. I want to see CNN broadcasting from Wuhan. That's right. Just go all in for the Chinese lie and tell us that everything's okay. There we go. Thanks for listening. Share this everywhere. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. Take care. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.